This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we discuss the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Anil Nagar, CEO and founder, Adda247. Now, a bank job is something which most Indians aspire for. However, apart from the course syllabus, there are a lot of nitty-gritties related to each bank role which students may not be fully aware of. Anil's company is a digital education platform that helps candidates prepare for competitive exams in areas like banking, railways, civil services, among others. Let us hear his views on how students can navigate this path. Hi Anil, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi Saraswati, thank you.
So first of all, what is the first step to take when one decides to pursue these competitive banking examinations?
So banking exams, so there are various banking exams in India. For example, there are around 20 PSU banks, and there is a combined exam for all these 20 PSU banks. Along with that, there is an exam for State Bank of India, which is a separate exam. And then RBI, NABARD, and SIDBI, and many other banks. In case of banking exams, it's a very competitive ecosystem. So I will give you roughly the figures. Roughly 50 lakh people appear for these jobs, and there are around 1 lakh jobs which are filled every year. So success ratio is, if we say overall, it's 1-2% on the overall level. So having said that, the first step is that one has to understand and one has to be ready the kind of hard work which will be required to crack the exams. And essentially, the person has to work. So essentially, there are three elements of preparation. So one is, let's say, in written test, one is maths, English and reasoning. And then there is a small part of the current affairs also. So when the person thinks of preparing for bank exams, the person has to be comfortable with these elements. The first step is that one should figure out whether, so person may be comfortable with one or two subjects and might find one or two difficult, but one should be willing to go in deep with respect to the remaining subjects which are there.
Okay. Would you advise them to take up a classroom course, or would an online program be more appropriate?
So we have both kind of courses with us. But personally, I will suggest online is much better as compared to offline, because online is kind of 24/7. So when you are preparing, you need a lot of support. So a lot of times you are preparing in the night and you have a doubt. So in case of online preparation, you can go online and you can clear your doubts. And there are so many elements in online preparation which are kind of 24/7. So for example, you have bought the video course, which you can watch at any point of time, while in the case of offline classes, class lectures you have to attend at a certain time, certain point of time only. So online is, I will say, delivers much value and gives value for money.
Okay. Typically, would most of the students study full-time, or would they be working and doing it part-time?
So what I have seen is that around 70-80% of our aspirants who buy our courses, they prepare full-time only. This segment is about jobs. So if these guys are looking for jobs, then in all probability, they will not have jobs. There is a segment which is, let's say, around 10-20%. This is a segment where people already have the job, but they are not satisfied with their current job due to whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So most of the students are preparing full-time only. And also, given the kind of competition which is there with respect to these jobs, it requires committed efforts. So most of the people prefer to prepare for full-time only.
Okay. Now, coming to the company, what are some of the offerings that Adda247 gives in terms of bank exams? For instance, if there is SBI, will there be, you know, niche content only for specific banks as well?
Yes, yes. So we provide content specifically for different exams. For example, let's say, as I said, that there are multiple exams in banking sector, and content for RBI exam will be different from SBI, and it will be different from IUPS exam. So our specialization lies in providing content specialized to these exams. So you see that the content is mostly aptitude based, but even at that level, the kind of questions which come from different subjects or different topics are different in various exams. So we provide specific courses for specific exams. If you go to our portal, you will get a different course for RBI, different course for SBI, and courses are also different with respect to probationary officer exam and clerical exam, because clerical exam level is a bit low in terms of difficulty level, it's low, while the CO exams difficulty level is very high.
Will there also be, say, you know, tips given to prepare for the interviews as well?
Yes, we provide complete online interview packages. So we have a panel of retired senior bankers who help aspirants prepare for interview through online mode. So generally what we do is we provide a 7 days bootcamp program wherein our senior bankers, they first guide them on the basics of interviews, and then they conduct one-to-one mock interviews till the person feels that he is comfortable in facing those kind of questions.
Okay. Do you typically see students giving multiple exams at the same time, or, you know, giving multiple attempts as well?
Yes, definitely. See, when someone is preparing for a government job, so there is no certainty whether he will get that job or not. Let's say I fill just one form, so there is no certainty. While at the same time, let's say there are 20 forms with 20 applications which I can make in a year. Yes, the chances of selection increase. And what we have also seen is that generally it is very difficult to clear an exam in one attempt. So people do not take chances, they fill multiple exams. And on average, before getting the job, people usually take a time of around 1 to 2 years to get into a government job.
Okay. Thank you for your insights, Anil. I'm sure our listeners would have a lot of doubts cleared and hope that it helps them take the right career decisions.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
Over the next few weeks, we will have multiple such podcasts catering to relevant topics in education and job sector. That's all for now. If you guys want us to cover any topic or have any comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.